You're listening to the Three Wide NASCAR Podcast with EG3. Buckle up. The Three Wide Podcast is on the air. In-depth analysis between the three biggest divisions in NASCAR. The Gander Outdoor Truck Series, Xfinity Series, and the NASCAR Cup Series. And now, the green flag flies from the Little Apple in Manhattan, Kansas. Podcasting to the world. It's the Three Wide Podcast with EG3. Here's your host, Eddie Greer III.
Ladies and gentlemen, y'all know what time it is. The 3-1 NASCAR Podcast with EG3 is live, folks. Eddie Greer III, welcome on board to another edition of the 3-1 NASCAR Podcast with EG3, the Camping World Truck Series, Xfinity Series, any NASCAR Cup Series, the three best divisions of all of motorsports. And on this edition, we're going to focus solely, I know we're just coming off of a video game finish in the Xfinity Series race last night. I did not see that. More on that in just a moment. Of course, some housekeeping real quick. The 3-Wide NASCAR Podcast with EG3. We're in the playoffs in the Cup Series and the Truck Series, except the Xfinity Series. Of course, we're on Apple, Odyssey, Google, Spotify, Amazon, all those platforms, and a couple more platforms out there, including iHeartRadio as well. So this episode will just focus solely on the Cup Series race. And yes, I did not watch the Xfinity Series race yesterday because of college football. There may or may not be an episode next week at post Darlington. So I'll tell this right now. I've been leaning towards no on that. So if you don't see an episode of the 3-Wide NASCAR Podcast EG3, that's why. Or I'll just go on and make an announcement on Twitter. And I know it'll be Kansas week, but I will not be there for that. Prior to that, I had family plans anyways on that day anyways. So I'm pretty sure I'll bring it up some more in this episode. So I just wanted to bring that to your attention. So there's probably a good chance that it will not be a post-Arlington on next week's edition of the 3-Wide NASCAR Podcast with EG3. I'm going to be out of town anyway, in Kansas City anyways, but not for the race. I just thought about that. So I'll be in KC next week, but not for the race. So I'll be there for a different race. I'll be participating in that morning next Sunday at this very time. Well, almost this very time will be an hour later. But yeah, as I'm sitting here recording this on Sunday morning, September 4th, 2022. Yes, we're in the month of September. Cannot believe it. We're quickly winding down the year 2022. Cannot believe it. And quickly winding down to the Cup Series. The playoffs is here. And we're obviously going to start with Daytona here real quick here, because I was going to record a half hour earlier. And yeah, it's been one of those weeks. But yeah, it's this Labor Day weekend, so hope everyone has enjoyed their Labor Day so far, or Labor Day weekend so far. Labor Day is tomorrow. So when this comes out later on this afternoon, I don't know what time, but it's going to be out as usual before the green flag of the first postseason race of these playoffs, and already some big news coming out of there. But yeah, so obviously, the Kurt Busch situation heading into Daytona. We know what's going on there. And this race started. And I actually, you know, the guys are talking about the teardown. I've referenced the teardown a bunch on the 3-Wide NASCAR Podcast with EG3. Jeff Gluck and Jordan Bianchi, they were talking about, or Jordan was about the start, or with both of them. We're talking about the start of the race, and I actually like the start. Yes, I missed some of it. I was at church, so did not get to see the start. Well, luckily, unfortunately, the rains came, or whichever side you're on, whether you're a Ryan Blaney fan or a Martin Truex Jr. fan, rains came and did catch up on the rest of the early, what happened before the rain. And again, NASCAR, another NASCAR screw-up on their part. I just don't understand why we keep putting ourselves in this position where, I mean, I'm not going to blame the start this time, because they started at 10 a.m. So it was more, the race got more than halfway before all that chaos happened there. But yeah, I mean, I actually like the start. It took me back a little bit. It used to start around 11 o'clock a.m. Eastern time, 10 o'clock Central time. The old firecracker and then the Pepsi 400. Yeah, back in those days, it did start at 11. And I like that, actually. So who knows? I mean, hey, I mean, you have breakfast, coffee with racing. Or I'm not a coffee guy, but you know, you have breakfast right there. You can watch the race on TV. That it can't get no better. And including, it's a playoff race. Or it might as well have been a playoff race anyways for a lot of those guys, except for the ones who won in the playoffs, and wanted to get to the playoffs. So there's that. I like the start of that race, so I can't blame it on that. But yes, I'm circling it back to NASCAR. And I mean, whichever. I mean, you can't have that. I mean, last year, New Hampshire, it just brought too fresh in my mind. Ran on a racetrack early. I complained about it last year on this podcast. Same damn thing, right? Whatever happens, whether it did rain a turn one or not, you can't put yourself in that situation. And you know the race is going to be absolutely chaotic. You can't be too surprised. And with the type of race that we saw, and Ryan Blaney benefited from all those cars being wrecked out to get himself in the playoffs. And heck yes, you're if anything, I know a lot of people got joked on Austin Dillon and giving all glory to God and whatnot. And y'all can't think about what it is, right? But if anybody can be thanking Jesus this morning, and it's a fine day this morning, thank you, Jesus, for giving us another day, another opportunity to wake up, have another opportunity to spend time with friendly fans and watch sports this weekend. It's been a crazy football season already, so sorry to get back on our traffic, but now that leads to this. If anybody has anybody would be thinking, good Lord and Savior, it's Ryan Blaney. he absolutely escaped. Absolutely got lucky. I don't care how you look at this, right? And the fact of the matter is, you can't, six laps down, you finish 15th, Truex misses the playoffs by 3 measly points. I mean, it's a combination of things, right? And I sat on here and said, I mean, already threw it in the towel of Martin's chances. And to see that play out like that, it's even more frustrating than sitting here saying that. But yeah, at the time of the wreck, Truex was plus 14. It would turn out to be plus 15 on heads ahead of Blaney. You don't have all those cars go bonkers there. Oh, let's be serious here. Blaney was in trouble. And you don't have a big chaotic wreck that takes pretty much 3/4 of the damn field. And we're talking about a different situation right there. Ryan Blaney was first to put himself in danger, riding up front. And yes, I mean, Ryan Blaney was totally fine with that. He said somewhere early last week that, hey, we're not going to race like that. We're not going to race in the back of the field. You know, we're going to race up front like we always do. And I expected that. And you had to expect that Truex was going to do the same thing. I think they were thinking the opposite. I think they thought Truex was staying in the back of the field. No, not how the way Toyota's been running on these speedway tracks this year. They've been too fast. And you want to put yourself in that position. Martin Truex Jr. did everything in the book possible to put yourself in that position to win, or not to win, to transfer into the playoffs. You outscored Blaney. Blaney had trouble early in the first wreck. I thought he was done. If this is any other race, I think they call it. And on top of that, I think it's any other race, I think you ain't just riding around. You're done. You're done. I put money on it, and Kansas now finally is allowing us to place money on bets, by the way. So I've been, so there's that analogy for y'all. Actual 100% analogy for you guys. So Kansas early this finally gets the nod to go ahead and bet on like DraftKings and stuff like that. So yeah, if I'm a betting man there, This race don't get restarted. I'm telling you. This race does not get restarted. It's over. With the importance that it had, they wanted to get back on there. And I can see that. I totally agree with what NASCAR did right there. It's fair. Truex is out. Blaney's in. It is what it is, right? Yeah, Austin Dillon, he don't win that race there. And again, Austin Dillon kind of like put himself in the Alex Bowman category, really. Of guys that put themselves in position and take advantage of it, right? Alex Bowman, we make fun of him. He's the luckiest guy in NASCAR winning these races. For instance, Vegas, earlier this year. There's a couple others that he walked into. Austin Dillon needed to win to get in the playoffs. He did what he had to do. Knocked Cindric out of the way. Cindric almost lost it. And had a teammate right there. Tyler Reddick. And Richard Childress cannot come up there and say, oh, Tyler Reddick ain't do nothing for my team. You better not do that BS. You better not sit up there after all what you criticized Tyler Reddick for leaving your team, right? Tyler Reddick, a month ago or so now, right? Going over 23-11, not next year, but the following year. And you've been on his ass. And sorry for the language. You've been on his ass about leaving and saying all these not-so-nice things. Well, you better damn sure to give his praises now. Both cars in the playoffs, Richard Childress Racing, and Tyler Reddick could easily, he had damage. No, he could not. He had damage. And if he's not in that position, you had other guys hungry. Landon Castle, Cody Ware was up there in the mix. BJ McClure was up there. Somebody won a big-ass bet also. Speaking of betting, as well, with the likes of Landon Castle. And I could definitely see that as well because 90% of the time, the big dogs, like a Denny Hamlin, Kyle Larson, Kevin Harvick, they don't finish these races anyway. So kudos for using your brain on that lineup there. So, it's just, I mean, yeah, 1-2 finish. I saw that coming. It's just demoralizing. Watching those final laps, demoralizing. Truex, you don't get the damage. He got the damage, that front end damage with a tire blowout. When he spun in one of those big critical accidents there. Blaney first, and then Truex got next. And it was right after stage two. So the final stage, a couple laps in, and Truex was frustrated because of the fact that you put yourself in that position. And look, you could have waited. If the race was going to go to distance, maybe you should have waited. And put yourself in a more of a flexible situation instead of putting yourself in a hornet's nest there. I can look back and play couch crew chief again in that spot. Like then you know the race is going to be absolutely chaotic. You've been in these races long enough. Even the occasional fan could tell you that, oh damn, they're gonna cause a wreck right off the bat. It was everybody going bunk ass crazy on these speedway tracks. You know that's going to happen. Driver can sit up there and act stupid, but at the end of the day, you know it's going to happen. And that final stage, or when the laps wind down, or when the weather's in the area, things get a little wonky, and it did right there. And Truex, unfortunately, that tire, blow tire, caught up by a tire, causing you not to win the race. Or not to win a race, but yeah, he was in position to win a race. He had a fast race car, not to put yourself in a position to lose out on a playoff spot. Definitely frustrating. But I threw in my towel weeks ago, so I should be up there, whining. But you know, it is what it is at this point. And yes, everybody in the group frustrated, pissed off, and some people are still pissed off. But I mean, hey, you know, we had opportunities to win, and just New Hampshire just sticks out. It just sticks out too much. I know we had opportunity to win Daytona 500. We had an opportunity to get stage points in the road course races. We were not the fastest race car. I kind of want to point that out. We were just god-awful on those races. Truex was really JGR as a whole or it's racist. Stage points. Again, you know, you pick up a few here, a few there. This is a different story. You don't have the fastest race car, so I don't know why you're going doing what everybody else is doing. I don't understand it. There, especially Road America, Watkins Glen, you had an opportunity to get points there. Blaney, I still go back to any road course winning that stage right there. I could go back to 100 things this regular season and tell you, oh, we can get points here, or win there. A couple points here, a win at Nashville, a win at New Hampshire. A lot of things accumulates in a 26th regular season. That's just frustrating. And Martin Truex Jr. didn't make history on a bad side. Highest driver in the top 10 not to make the postseason. You got to go back to Clint Bowyer. In both the 2011 and 2012 seasons, that was brought up on the teardown. But unbelievable. So either way, somebody was going to make history on the wrong side. It turned out to be Martin Truex Jr. You don't get that front end damage there. Car stays in one piece. It did, but the tire blew out, causing that right front end to blow out the paint, I'm congested this morning as well, so you gotta excuse me for that. I might sound a little congested, but I'm okay. Front bumper, yeah, over the cover of the front right tire, just blew apart there, and you can just see it. I mean, last couple laps there, the sun comes out shining and whatnot, and then you just see Truex losing spots, Blaney picking up spots, minus six laps down. You get half those cars back in the field, we're talking about a different story there. So, I mean, you got to have luck on your side. You got to be lucky and good. That's a perfect example right there. And Blaney, you should be counting your chickens in this race. And looking at the playoff picture, now, obviously, you know how this podcast rolls. We talk playoff drivers only, so I can't talk unless a non-playoff driver wins, right? Or he finishes well in the top 10. And judging from the Cup practice yesterday, now I didn't see that either. The 19 has a fast car again. So how poetic would it be tonight to see MTJ win the race and really be a really uprising of the playoff situation? But he's got a win streak now to focus on. So this is one of the tracks to do it. This and next week, really. So if you really want to get technical with it, so we'll see what happens there on that front. But the drivers now who are in the playoffs, including Ryan Blaney and Austin Dillon. Austin Dillon was the 16th Dirt winner. So, in theory, I was right. I did get the 16th winner there on that note there. And I'm not even going to go through. And, oh, by the way, yes, Blaney finished 15th. Where did Martin Truex Jr. y'all ask? He finished 8th. So, you finish in the top 10, still don't matter. You still don't go to the playoffs. So, yeah, definitely frustrating at your caliber. All your teammates make it, except you. Definitely got to be, I'll be pissed. Part of me is still pissed off. But in the day, you know, you gotta think back. Go back time machine. Pick up some few points here, a few points there. That's why stage racing is so freaking important nowadays. You gotta think differently. And I thought, shout out to, again, Jody B, shout out on a 3-Wide NASCAR podcast with EG3, the leader, our fearless leader of the Truex Nation group, says that playing it too safe. And again, I pointed out some of those instances this year in the regular season where, you know, we could have got points, especially Road America, Indy, Ryan Blaney winning those 10 stage points. Circle that because I think he had a good race car there. Road America, he was out to lunch, and yet he scored stage points. And I think both stage 1 and 2, if I'm not mistaken there. So frustrating. New Hampshire, we had it in the bag, and a wrong call on pit road. Costly. It's just too much there in that fact. So Ryan Blaney, on the other end, gets in, and he ain't won a race yet. Yes, he won at the All-Star race, but that don't count for nothing. And he walks into the playoffs with an opportunity, and I disagree on Jeff Gluck. He has the opportunity to get to the championship four, go on a run to get there, but with the points, the way they just look, it's going to be really tight to get there. So we're going to find out real quick, folks, as I'm going down here now to the playoff grid. And, oh, by the way, Joey Logano winning the pole yesterday for the first race of the playoffs, which is later today, folks, as I'm sitting here recording this podcast as well.
You're listening to the 3Wide Podcast with EG3.
The 3Wide NASCAR Podcast with EG3. I believe this is episode 313 of the 3Wide NASCAR Podcast with EG3. All about the top three divisions in NASCAR. This is the Cup Playoff Preview edition of this podcast. We may or may not be here next week, so recording an episode. So it could be, very well be, 2 weeks until... Yeah, so following Kansas, I will do a post-Kansas, so that's 2 weeks from now on the podcast there as well. So now, moving on to the playoffs, yes, we talked about Austin Dillon getting in, and that's his second career Daytona win in his Cup career. Talking about Austin Dillon, Richard Childress Racing going 1-2. Yes, 1-2 there. Yes, Tyler Reddick is not there. Already talked about it to protect him. I think this is a different story. You had a lot of hungry hounds behind him that you don't see up front, like a Landon Castle. Give those guys credit. A Cody Ware. Noah Gregson was up there racing a little bit as well. Give him a lot of credit. And speaking of Noah Gregson, winning the Xfinity Series race. An entertaining last lap. I only saw what I saw on Twitter there. Definitely. I didn't even see the laps before that, but Sheldon Creed trying to get himself into the playoffs in the Xfinity Series, can't do it. Try to pull a Carl Edwards, or actually try to pull off a Kyle Larson, what Kyle Larson tried to do to Denny Hamlin at this point last year's playoff opener. Video game it on the high side and did not work out. And Gregson passed Larson and then passed Creed, who was still stuck on the wall there as Lady in Black was holding him up there figuratively and literally there to get the win. And I'm going to go back and watch that again. That finish was awesome. Another awesome finish at Darlington, and will not be surprised to see another one. That's like the third or fourth one in a row at Darlington. And remember the last time the Cup Series was there at Darlington. Both these guys were in the playoffs, Joey Logano and William Byron. Byron was leading, and Joey Logano ran through him to get the win there. And there was, prior contact between the two of these guys. Well, not really. There was close contact, but it was not really contact or whatever you want to call it right there. That is as well. So, so there's that. Obviously, it's really tight around the cutoff spot. I will just go right down the line here, right in order here. The playoffs are here for the Cup Series. Darlington is later on this afternoon / this evening during Labor Day weekend. And Daniel Suarez was already disqualified, one of the playoff drivers who won at Sonoma this year. So he's already got to start deep in the field. That's a tall order. Tall order there, so you already you're the first guy outside the cutoff line, two out from Chase Briscoe right now at the moment. Again, it's all going to change when the checker flag flies. So you win again. For those of you new to this format and new to the podcast, welcome. First off, new to the format, obviously three races in each round, three in the first, three in the second, three and a third, and of course, leading all the way up to the championship four Pinnacle Weekend in Phoenix, Arizona. for a right to be crowned champion. Kyle Larson opens his title defense tonight there, looking for back-to-back championships there. Again, he's going to have to go through really his teammate, because I don't see Alex Bowman making it through the first round of the playoffs. Yes, I said it. I'm going to say it right now. And there's three or more others. I'll probably get to them momentarily. Joey Logano, second seed. Chase Elliott, a regular season champion, is your number one seed heading in. He's starting deep in the field, if I remember that correctly as well. Chase Elliott won Atlanta. He's won a few other races this year as well, including he won Nashville. Yes, he did. He won Nashville. I want to say that right. I want to say that's. You know what? Actually, I'm better yet. Let me go to my other screen. Yes, Chase Elliott. All right, so let's go back in time a little bit. Chase Elliott won Dover, his first race of the year back in May, right? Then you turn the page over. He did win Nashville, so that confirmed it. So he did win Nashville earlier this summer, and then turn around, won Atlanta, then won again in late July at Pocono there. So that's four wins for him, which leads all playoff drivers for Chase Elliott here. And he might as well just be a slight favorite to go back to the championship four. So remember, he won Hendrick Motorsports. Keep this in mind, folks. And this kind of got lost in the cracks. Hendrick Motorsports has won the last, I want to say the last two championships. There was Chase Elliott. Yeah, Chase Elliott back in 2020. And then you had Larson last year in that as well. So Chase Elliott, four wins. And he is the number one seed. Next, this guy, Joey Logano. Already mentioned him. He won the last time we were at Dover. Took out William Byron to win Dover back in early May. And then there's another win somewhere. He won at St. Louis back in early June to take that away. So he's has two wins. And he's quietly getting up there as well. So Joey Logano, you know he's going to try to go deep in these playoffs. So I like his chances there. Yeah, and sorry, that might be a sour note there for Truex Nation. But in theory, as a podcast, I'm speaking as a podcaster, not a fan. As a podcaster, I can definitely see that the veteran savvy of Logano. He knows how to get it done, and he's sitting on the pole. So we'll see if Logano can sweep the races of the Lady in Black later on tonight, or somebody else will take the chicken flag first. You win. And you move on automatically. If you pass post-tech, let's keep that in mind. If you pass post-tech, ooh, that brings up something in mind. I'm going to save it to the end of the show. But yeah, Logano, two wins. And he's looking to sweep the season races at the Lady in Black. This guy, everybody's going to be tuning and watching this guy. Third seed, Ross Chastain. First win at COTA, Circuit of Americas. And then he won again, Ross Chastain did, at Talladega. And I want to say he won another one somewhere. He did not. Yeah, that's, I thought he won more than two races. Apparently not. But yeah, Ross Chastain, right? Ross Chastain, baby. This guy, Kyle Busch, talked about a little bit in one of his press conferences, that everything's been kind of quiet. And now, things are about to ratchet up a little bit. And Ross Chastain, and looking at the timesheet, got another fast race car. We'll see what happens there tonight on that end. But everybody, now we're going to see really how the rest of this playoff field treats Ross Chastain. Because we know Denny Hamlin's going to keep doing it. With Kyle Busch, a Chase Elliott. Nobody's not going to roll over. And it's going to be really interesting. I'm pretty sure Ross will respond well to that. But people are going to be waiting. And I said it earlier. I pretty much ticketed it earlier a couple months ago on this podcast, 3 on NASCAR Podcast with EG3, that I don't think Ross Chastain is going to get to the championship four. I really do not. I know Trackhouse Racing, it's a big ask for that team. And I'm not discounting what they did this year. This has been too quiet. And I'm looking at momentum. First per se here. I might be going bold. Not playing the safe stuff on these predictions, on these grid predictions here. But I already said Bowman's not going to get there to the next round. So got that to the mix. Rochester State is going to get to the next round because of what he did there. But I don't think he's going to get to the Championship Four. I think veteran leadership, veteran savvy, experience. Somebody said that earlier this year, and continue to say that experience. This is Rochester State and Daniel Suarez's first time in these playoffs. The pressure ratchets up a notch. And for Daniel Suarez to fail pre-tech, cannot do that. You cannot do that at this stage. Put yourself too deep. This is too deep in the hole. And you're already out of the playoffs to start with anyway. So, State, and I talked about State's win with Truex in the beginning, in this first half of the show. It's going to be really critical now to get stage points in the position that you're in. So, oh, man, you cannot put yourself in those type of situations. I think Rochester State is going to be fine. I think it's going to be okay in this first round. Again, survive and advance, baby. I agree. Survive and advance. You know what I'm talking about. So you have to survive in advance in this stage. You cannot do something stupid in this first round. You do that, you're in a big hole. That's all I gotta say there. Especially you're back here in positions ranked 12th seed to the 16th seed. Somewhere in there, you gotta try to go out there for stage points. You gotta try to be bold and do what you gotta do, right? So that's how I see it there. I think Ross is gonna be fine if he stays out of trouble. That's the main thing with him. So there's just too many variables at that spot in Rochester State. There's just too many guys that want to pay Rochester State back. You know, I think it's going to come back and bite them later in the playoffs. That might be a little bold prediction here on the 3 on Nesco podcast with EG3. But I'm saying, that's it goes a long way. And I think, the racing is going to get ratcheted up a couple notches now. And so I think Ross Chastain won't be intimidated with that. I think he's going to be fine on that. But, there's that on that equation right there. Moving on to the fourth seed, Kyle Larson. That big win at Watkins Glen moved him up to the fourth seed in the playoffs there as well. They're all really bunched up, really, from third on back. You might want to throw Joey Logano as well in that. But I think, really, it gets really bunched up from fifth on back, really, if you look at the playoff grid. So you really can't make a mistake or have mechanical issues or put yourself in that type of spot, right? Larson won Watkins Glen in Auto Club earlier this year. So it'll be interesting to see what happens with him. There was a time and point this year that we didn't really talk about him much at all. So now, with the playoffs here, it'll be really interesting. And Kyle Larson, you know he's going to be riding up front tonight. So let me really see what he does there. His teammate, fifth seed, William Byron, another 5 points back of him. Again, keep this in mind, the points reset to 2,000 for all the playoff drivers. William Byron, fifth. He came up short. He came close to winning this race. Came up short thanks to Joey Logano there. He won Martinsville. Yeah, he won Martinsville this year, and he won another race here. I'm trying to think. He has to go back in a moment of time here. Byron won Atlanta. Yes, he won the first Atlanta race as well. So, William Byron would be nice for him to come back to the Lady in Black and get some revenge, so to speak. There, but yeah, William Byron worries me as well. Boy, I'm gonna try to save the rest of them for the end of the show. But William Byron, no momentum heading the playoffs. Really been struggling. So now you come back to a place where you were up front a lot and almost won back earlier this year. Does this turn things around? It's really hard for someone like William Byron who had all that momentum. Everybody was touting him as a championship favorite. And we ain't heard nothing from him all summer long. So it's really hard for me to see. Now, if he stays out of trouble, which he should be able to, then he should be able to advance to the next round. But I have no idea which 24 team is going to show up in this one. Denny Hamlin, 1 point behind him, the sixth seed from Joe Gibbs Racing. He did not race the Xfinity Series yesterday due to he was still sore during the week, during that head-on hit, that big one that forced the red flag there as well. He won Richmond earlier this year. He won, I want to say he won somewhere else. So look down here. He has not. Wow. Denny Hamlin. Wait. No, he won Charlotte. Yeah, he won Charlotte. Yep, he won Charlotte. Okay, yep. Yes, he did. Won the Coke 600 earlier this year. Denny Hamlin. And, of course, he won the other race as well at Richmond. So that's two wins right there for Denny Hamlin. Again, Denny Hamlin, knows how to get around this joint as well. So a multi-winner. Yeah, he won. He got his first win last year. At this very time last year. I mentioned that video game move Kyle Larson tried to pull last year. I would not be surprised to see another one of those type finishes tonight. Larson, Hamlin, Denny Hamlin finally get a win. And so we'll see. We'll see what happens. I expect him to be up there at when this race concludes as well. Ryan Blaney, the seventh seed. So he, from the last guy in to the seventh seed, Ryan Blaney, Penske Racing. And again, these points are all tight. So they're going to be moving around. So it is critical. Again, you guys probably hear me tiring here saying this on this podcast. Stage points, all caps. Stage points going to be critical for all these drivers to, it's going to at the end come back around. Karma. It's all going to come back at the end to bite you. So you don't get stage points. Just keep an eye on it. Keep an eye on it in these first three races of the round of 16. You got Darlington, Kansas. Cannot think of what the cutoff race is. This first cutoff race, I want to say, let me pull up my little tab here. Bristol. Yeah. Bristol, under lights, prime time. Not Bristol dirt. Actual Bristol. Real Bristol. So, you want to put yourself in that, in Bristol, that could be a whole other wild card as well with this race car, because that's going to be the first time that that race car has been on the actual track. So, that's a whole wild card on top of that. So, that's going to be huge. So, these first two races, Darlington, Kansas, yeah, you want to snag one of those, because Bristol, that's a wild card, because, yes, this new car is not really new anymore, because we're 26 races deep in the 2022 campaign. We don't know how this car's going to react, because we raced on dirt early this year. And we know how we saw that played out with Kyle Busch winning at the buzzer when Tyler Reddick and Chase Briscoe took each other out there. So that's a whole different animal. So not only have that, so you definitely want to jump on and take advantage of this situation. Again, it brings up this is the really the whole 19 factor. It really comes into play today. I really think, man, I would love to see Martin Truex Jr. win tonight. I really do play spoiler in this deal. So with Bristol looming in a couple weeks here, you want to try to get a win. So it's gonna be interesting to see Blaney. We'll find out if he can take advantage. he got bailed out by all his cars wrecking out there. Six laps down, 15th position. Kevin Harvick. This also really cost Truex as well here on the podcast. Actually, we're gonna stop right there because we're gonna step aside real quick here as we're previewing the Cup playoffs 2022 style, getting yourselves ready for Darlington here later on tonight. We'll be back in a little bit. We'll be right back. Three Wide NASCAR Podcast. EG3 is back. I believe this is episode 313 or 14 in the spot. Man, I've lost track of the episodes here. But anyways, this is the Cup Playoff Edition preview of the 3-1 NASCAR Podcast with EG3, Eddie Greer III, your host of this NASCAR podcast. If you're new to the podcast, welcome on board to the playoffs. Yes, the Cup Playoffs begins tonight. As I'm recording this on this Sunday, today, September 4th, 2022, on this Labor Day weekend. Hope everyone is enjoying your Labor Day weekend, and it's going to kick in this Sunday night with some racing, and then tomorrow more football as well. Wow. So I left off with Kevin Harvick. Yes, Kevin Harvick, why did I skip over Tyler Reddick? Let me go back to him real quick. Tyler Reddick, two road course wins. First win at Road America, cup win at Road America. And then turn around the next road course and win at Indianapolis. So, Tyler Reddick. And this is a track where I think he could play a big factor in this as well. Loves the high side. Tyler Reddick. I like him as a dark horse here to go a little deep in the Indy's playoffs. Not Truex is not in. I like Tyler's chances. I really like him. He's kind of become my third favorite driver. Behind Truex and Bubba Wallace. So, yeah, I think Tyler Reddick's going to he to me is my sleeper in these playoffs here. Darlington, you got Kansas next week, and you go back to Bristol. You got an opportunity here. And, again, I don't want to hear Rich Childress Racing whining about Tyler Reddick. You better take all that back, what you said about him there as well. Tyler Reddick sitting eighth. You're a point back of Blaney. Another to Hamlin. I'm telling you, these things are tight. Another point back to Byron as well. It's really tight in here as well. We'll see what Tyler Reddick does tonight. Harvick. Now back to Kevin Harvick. This really killed Truex chance here. Kevin Harvick getting somewhat hot over the summer stretch here. We all know what happened at Michigan. I predicted it on the show. Fear is he was going to win Michigan, which he did. I don't care what car you put him in. Still going to be a threat at Michigan, which he took care of that. And then he doubled down and won at Richmond. They're holding off Chris Buescher a few weeks ago. They really seal his deal there as well. So Harvick, again, is that playoff savviness, right? Harvick knows how to navigate his way in the play. I just think there's too much veterans in this. I know Trackhouse has been a story. They have not been much of a story in the second half. I think Kevin Harvick, the playoff experience that he has, I think he might go a little bit further in these playoffs. And even in a shot, a sniff at returning the championship four. There's not really much to that. The 10th seed, Christopher Bell. Chris C. Bell, the winner. At this also killed Martin Truex as well. Costly. Christopher Bell taking advantage of a pit call mistake by Martin Truex Jr. and James Small there at New Hampshire. To win it, to close that like he did, C. Bell, close like he did there, and he took advantage of it. There's nothing he can do. There's just no sugarcoating that whatsoever, right? So, I mean, you got to give flowers when they're due there. And Christopher Bell, Harvick's win, and Bell's win. Everything accumulates in the 26th race of the season. You have to win, and it sucks. It sucks there that you gave one away to C. Bell there. And, hey, you can't take away anything away from the kid. He took advantage of it. And he was, in fact, one of the fastest race cars on the racetrack that day, if not the fastest in that particular race. Of that as well. So you have to give him credit there. And we'll see what C. Bell does here. As I am running out. My recorder is running out of battery. Low on battery here. So I have a few minutes with y'all on this cup preview here. So I'm going to run through this real quick. But yeah, Bell sitting there in the 10th spot. Kyle Busch. Woo! Kyle Busch. Woo! Near the cut line. 11th. According to right now. 11th seed. You're 2 points above Suarez. This is going to get really spot. I'm going to enjoy this. No stress. No stress at all. I'm gonna enjoy this stuff. I'm gonna enjoy this because at least there's a positive. You don't have to be stressed out about compared to last week, anyways, about your driver trying to get in the playoffs or trying to make it in the next round. Kyle Busch, boy, this is probably a year to forget for him. No, he's got that win, fortunate win at Bristol Dirt, but other than that, he's been up and down this year. Haven't heard much of him, so it's gonna be really spicy here. Chase Briscoe, he ain't done much. He has the final spot right now in the playoffs. If the top 12 were to start today, he would have the last spot. But again, this is going to all change for sure. We're going to have a different person that hold that spot by the end of the race at Darlington here tonight as well. Daniel Suarez, I mentioned him. He's the first out and already. You got to start back on the field anyways. Did not pass pre-tech. So, you're already putting yourself behind an 8-ball. You cannot do that. You can't do it. You just can't. Not the stage of the season. Not at the stage where you're adding the points. Cannot do it. Austin Cindric. All the way back to the first of the year. Daytona 500 winner since then. I think, you know, yes, Austin Cindric has a win. But since then, he ain't done much in my eyes. And you go into a track where the Lady in Black can just take you and throw you out of the racetrack pretty much there. Already had Bowman in my first out there, in which he's already out anyways, according to this right now. So he, Cindric, Alex Bowman, got that win early at Vegas. He ain't done nothing. And Austin Dillon squeaking in, 19th driver in any overall driver, regular season standings, and you get in by winning that crash fest at Daytona. So, this is gonna be really spicy, man. I'm gonna have to go really bold, yeah. On this, so I'm gonna have to put in a big name driver here, to be out first round. Here, oh man, let's see. Whew. So I already got Bowman out. No momentum, going with that. Austin Dillon, you're 4 out of the cut line right now. Austin Dillon, to me, is interesting here. I really want to put him out just because of the fact, but I got to go back to last year, or either last year or the year before, where he was up in the mix. I believe it was the year before, because he was running out, Kevin Harvick, where Chase Elliott and Mark Trish Jr. Took themselves out of the mix at Darlington there late. And then Kevin Harvick swooped in. Austin Dillon was one of the fastest race cars on the racetrack. Yeah, it was 2 years ago there. So I really want to take him out, eliminate him out of the first round. Man, woo-wee. Man, you're putting me on a spot here. Byron has no momentum, but you're going to Darlington. Here, I'm going to go really bold here. I know for several of these tracks that, and this is really from top to bottom, really tough to eliminate these guys. Bowman's out. Oh boy, yeah, I'm gonna pick a big name driver out on this one. So guys that are out now, Suarez. I don't think Suarez is gonna make it to the next round. You're out there. That's two. Let's see. Oh man, I'm deciding between Cindric. Man, I'll put you out. Let's see. Chase Briscoe. You know what? I'm gonna go really bold here on this. So got Suarez out first round. Bowman out. You ain't gonna make it to next round. Yep, I'm saying picks right now. I'm gonna say picks. So first four out. Bowman, the 99. You're out. Kyle Busch, you're out of the first round. Woo! Yep, I said Kyle Busch, you're out of the first round of the playoffs. He's been a lot more missed than hit this year for me, in my opinion. Sorry, Dalton Good, but your guy's going to be eliminated in the first round. And at least one more other guy. Looking at the playoff picture here. Ooh, boy. Who would I want out of? I think Austin Dillon is going to sneak in again. I think Chase Briscoe going to sneak in also the next round. Yeah, I mean, so you're not surprises in here. You're gonna have surprises in here that make it to next round, because the fact that matter is some couple big name drivers like a Kyle Busch is gonna have an issue. I mean, you have an issue. You have to win. That's just what it is, and it's just the points are too tight right now. But again, this is all gonna change at the end of the night, and somebody or somebodies are gonna be digging themselves a deep hole by Darlington's night. Lady in Black's gonna have somebody. He's gonna have Kyle Busch. You're out. Man, who would I want out? And who's my fourth out? Man. Like I said, these points are really tight here. Oh my. Woo. Man, I wanna say William Byron too. but you know what? I'm gonna throw my fish in the reel here, and I'm gonna say Ryan Blaney's out of first round. So Blaney, Kyle Busch, Suarez out, and Bowman. Austin Cindric gets in. Yep, Austin Cindric gets in, and Austin Dillon gets in. Both Austin's gonna transfer in. As much as I hate to say it, I think Cindric's gonna find a way in. I know this is his first experience as well in the playoffs. Austin Dillon has been hit to this position. And he's going to find a way, especially with, I think he's going to sneakily run well tonight, Austin Dillon. He's going to try to prove a lot of people wrong. This is the podcaster in me saying that. So, yeah, got two big-name drivers out the first round. Kyle Busch out. Ryan Blaney ain't going to make it. His luck runs out. Bowman, his struggle's going to continue. He's out. And Daniel Suarez, he won't make it past first round playoffs. So that's what I got. Right there. So you're here first. I'm throwing that sort of podcast. My first four out there as well. My predictions anyway. So again, I could be wrong, but hey, why not swing for the fences and see what happens. So we'll see what happens. So, hey, I predicted Kevin Harvick with Michigan. And I've also gotten a couple of predictions right on this podcast as well. So we'll see what happens tonight as well. The race itself on USA continues this stretch of races. We'll kick off the postseason tonight. Let me find the info. Here, yes. So, 5 o'clock Central Time, 6 Eastern Time, USA. Darlington Raceway tonight. The Cookout Southern 500. Which will end under the lights. Joey Logano will start P1 USA. For those who can't make it, MRN will have coverage of that race tonight as well. Speaking of which, let's just take a look at the starting lineup. And particularly the playoff drivers, where they staying at here tonight. Logano and Christopher Bell. 1-2 there. William Byron will start third, right? Then Tyler Reddick will start fourth. Kyle Busch will start fifth. Austin Cindric will start sixth. Kyle Larson will start seventh in the race. You got to go to Ryan Blaney will start ninth. Denny Hamlin will start 11th. Ross Chastain for Trackhouse will start 12th. Austin Dillon will roll 13th this afternoon. Then you have Kevin Harvick. Got to go down to him at 18th starting position for him. Chase Briscoe will start 19th there. Chase Elliott, your number one seed, will start 23rd tonight. Woo! Got a lot of work to do there on that end there. And then that's it. Well, yeah, Daniel Suarez will start a shotgun back of the field tonight in this race. So, deep hole. So, Chase Elliott will start 23rd. Qualifying did go down yesterday. Joey Logano, Christopher Bell will roll off 1-2. And keep this in note, folks. And we'll leave with this. And this is not playoff news related. Here, Bubba Wallace. He and Ty Gibbs switched. So, there's no Kurt Busch. And Kurt Busch was supposed to be in the playoffs because he won at Kansas. We were there. Early this year, he cannot because of concussion. Like, system's still trying to get past that, but he cannot. So, Bubba Wallace, he will roll off 8 tonight. Not that that really matters, but Bubba Wallace, he's in the 45 for the rest of the year. And he's going to be going for the championship owner's points. So, really intriguing. So, I'm excited to see Bubba Wallace in not a driver standpoint playoff position, but an owner's playoff position. So, with that team is at right now. figure make the switch. So Bo Wallace in the 45. Ty Gibbs will be in the 23 car. So Ty Gibbs, by the way, will start 21st. Those who are wondering at that as well. So there's that as well. Oh, yes. Yes, it did. So that's one keeping note as well. And a couple crew chiefs hanging it up. And, well, Greg Ives will be hanging it up at season end there with Alex Bowman. Greg Ives wanted to spend more time with his family, so he will not be the crew chief in 2023. And then I just saw before we're hitting the record button here, Justin Alexander, he will not be returning with Austin Dillon, if that was correct on that as well. So lots to be going there. So that's some off-the-beat news there as well, heading into these playoffs here tonight, starting tonight. Yes, my final thing. Jeremy Kmet, I be damned. Oh, man. Man. You win, you get in the playoffs, and then have it taken away due to a parts inspection, not passing that, and Jeremy Kmet not in the Xfinity postseason. My goodness. You know, you won. So, the situation was, you won that, right? Won that race, right? At Daytona last week, right? What, and at that moment, what, and that was a crash fest itself as well. Commence, put yourself in that position, right, to win that race. You did everything you can to win that race, and then, next thing you know, you take the car to your R&D center, and they find something else wrong with it. You don't pass tech inspection or whatever it is there. You take away the points. I don't know how many points you got lost, but obviously the win gets stripped away from you, taken away from you, and then you lose more points. So kind of like the Brad Keselowski situation, but Keselowski didn't win this year. So that's another big name driver that everyone's not talking about that did not win. So everyone's talking about Truex not making it in for obvious reason there. He's a big name driver. He's a champion, forever champion of the sport. Didn't make it. Keselowski, same thing. I thought he was going to be much of a player in the second half of the season. Chris Buescher definitely has ran him on the racetrack this year, so they have a lot of work to do, and you got 10 races to do it there as well. So Keselowski didn't make it. Bubba didn't make it. Eric Almirola didn't make it. Eric Jones didn't make it. Yeah, there's a whole bunch of other guys didn't make it. So unless you win a race or have a stellar run, you're not going to get talked about on this podcast for the rest of the year. There, that's just how I roll on this edition. But yeah, Jeremy Kmet, that's very unfortunate for him, and they didn't rule a new winner for that race for whatever reason. But you know, it is what it is there. So there's that. My three wide move. There's two of them. There's three. I'm gonna put three wide this week. Obviously, I'm gonna start with Jay Small. I'm gonna put you three wide this week. I mean, playing it too safe on multiple accounts there, crew chief for Martin Truex Jr. Had opportunities to gain points here and there, at least stage points anyways, and then you lose out on a playoff spot by three stupid points. Can't believe it. I mean, Martin Truex Jr., we know how good he is. And, again, I will not be surprised. I will love, again, goes all the way back to the top of the show. I will not be surprised. Or I will love to see Martin Truex Jr. spoil right off the bat and get a win and really keep his win streak alive, because he's won the last, what, I don't know, like last eight, nine years, at least one A race. That's the name of the game. If you're not in the playoffs, you want to spoil it by winning. I think Martin Truex Jr. has a shot tonight to get it done, unless his crew chief holds him up. But, yeah, I'm putting Jay Small three wide. Put you three wide this week. Sorry, man. Gotta do it, man. And NASCAR again. How many they cannot learn from their mistakes with weather, playing around with this weather. How many times on this 3-Wide NASCAR podcast show that I have said NASCAR is what NASCAR don't learn from their mistakes, man. I'm calling you out on that. NASCAR does not learn from their mistakes. Time again with rain. With rainy area, especially in most important races of the year, put yourself in that position. Justin Haley was pissed off that he saw rain on a racetrack. There are videos confirming depending on who you are, if you went to the race or not. Well, actually, I'm speaking that it, people went to the racetrack, videos that started raining. Kyle Busch said it didn't rain, but it's Kyle Busch. But that's unfortunate there. And yes, NASCAR made up for a little bit by waiting it out, because this is any other race, it gets called off because you're past halfway, and you just don't know. And luckily for those guys, the rain moved through, because if it does not right there, it's called off. It's called off right there. But yeah, I'm putting NASCAR again 3 wide this week as well, because you just can't keep doing this. You can't keep doing it, putting yourself in a spot that, you know. Luckily, again, with Denny Hamlin with soreness, man, we're getting a lot of guys that getting hit hard with these race cars and the safeties. And again, thank the good Lord for safety, because man, Denny Hamlin hit hard. A lot of guys hit hard in this wreck that caused the red flag, and then the rains came and whatnot. Yeah, we can't be doing it. We can't continue to put ourselves in this position. Oh yeah, we're gonna race with rain on a racetrack. Now with the road course, that's acceptable. I mean, I understand it. That's acceptable. But you don't have rain tires on a super speedway. You don't have rain tires on a short track. You can't do it. You cannot do it. I was furious last year. Rain down turn one, New Hampshire, takes out Truex and Kyle Busch. Last week, furious again. Big names. Half the field get wrecked out of this, and it's just pure comedy at this point that NASCAR continues to put themselves in this position time in, year out, and they make the wrong calls. So again, NASCAR, I'm putting you 3 wide. That's going to be it for this edition of 3 Wide NASCAR Podcast EG3 today. Eddie Greer III, appreciate you guys for listening and hanging in with me as I... Again, morning allergies. I'm recording this early in the morning before I get my day rolling, and then we'll end with the cookout Southern 500 later on this evening. So this will go out a couple hours, possibly an hour before, most likely, the green flag drops on playoff race one. I may or may not be back next week, but again, I told you guys that earlier, possibly not. So we're going to have a lot to chat about when we come back for post-Kansas, that's for sure. So I'm leaving that. Leaving room for that as well. So I'm definitely going to talk Kansas, and possibly we'll bring back Briar Starr to recap the first two races of these playoffs for sure. But who's going to take the checker flag first in these playoffs? Man, I cannot wait to get the cup playoffs rolling. You have been listening to the 3 Wide NASCAR Podcast with EG3. We'll see you when I see you.
To the podcast wherever you get your sports podcasts: Spotify, Audio Boom, Apple Podcasts, iHeartRadio, and more. We'll talk to you next time, going 3 Wide.